Blog Talk Radio.
Into the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. You can dial that number. That'll put you in the studio listening live to the show. And if you'd like to comment or make a comment or have an opinion about something, any subject you want, you just press the number one. I'll see you there, and I will put you on the air for your subject. Remember, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you to call in to the show. Today is your show. You the listening audience. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now today's weather right now is 81 degrees already in the ATL. 81 right now in Atlanta, and it's going to be sunny and hot today. Sunny and hot today. So you guys take your time today, do your thing, and stay cool and hydrated. Okay, stay cool and hydrated today. Tomorrow it looks like it'll be 85 and partly cloudy. High of 85, partly cloudy tomorrow. Low 63. Sunday 85, sunshine. Low 61. Monday we're looking to jump to 89 and a low of 66. So today, we should be getting up to 90 degrees. So, again, guys, watch yourselves there and stay cool. Now, today's word of the day is benign. Benign, B-E-N-I-G-N. Benign is an adjective, and it means of a gentle disposition. The second meaning is a showing kindness and gentleness. And the third meaning is one that I think of, is of a mild type or character that does not threaten health or life, not becoming cancerous, and having no significant effect, okay? Having no significant effect, or of a mild type or character that does not threaten health or life. It says not becoming cancerous. Now, so you guys can grab a hold of that and use it how you want. That's a good word. Now, that word right there, benign, I think of a few things, and the biggest thing I think about right there is, you know, I had some surgery recently, and I had to have colon surgery. And with that colon surgery, they removed a polyp from my colon. And once they tested the polyp, it came back benign. That means it's not health life threatening, and it's non cancerous. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, right? That's what you want to hear. And that's what the test results showed. So that worked out benign. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and comment on today's topic. Okay? So let's do this. I don't know if you guys watched the basketball game last night or into basketball or whatever, but it's sad, very sad, how the NBA has manipulated this series to go 7 games. They have manipulated this series. And somebody is making a lot of money from this. And I always say that, you know, where there's smoke, there's money. And that's exactly what's going on here. And, you know, it's sad to see. But again, for me, as a basketball fan growing up, and then as I went through college and all, and watching, you know, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all these guys play the game, it was something to watch. It was, you know, a great game. Now it's tainted. The game is tainted because of the NBA and the greed of the NBA. And I believe that they're going to lose a lot of fans this summer because of that. Okay? They're going to lose a lot of fans because of that. They're going to lose fans all over, all around the NBA, all arenas. Okay? They're going to lose a lot of fans. And it's their own fault. The game could be a lot bigger than it is, I believe, if they didn't do the things that they do. And that makes it, you know, that makes it hard to take. Definitely hard for me to take. Because I was, and I say was a fan of the NBA. Now with the new commissioner and everything that's going on, I'm falling from grace. They're falling from my grace really fast. And I don't care. You know, I don't care what goes on anymore in the NBA. I still believe that that Cleveland's going to lose. Okay? Still believe that. And you know, that's the way it should be. They are not the better team. I just don't think they are. The fouls that they were calling last night were ridiculous. How do you put fouls on the NBA's most valuable player? How do you put him out of the game and even eject him? I mean, I understand the ejection. He may have said something to the referee that got him thrown out of the game or ejected. But how do you eject the NBA's most valuable player? How do you put him in that situation? How do you put him in the situation of fouling out of the game? People come to see the NBA's most valuable player, and you foul him out of the game, or you call fouls on him early to make him, to put him on the bench, to give the other team the advantage. That's exactly what they've done. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you, that way you guys can call in. Press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air for your comments about the NBA, about money. Now, I didn't have a show on yesterday. I had a lot of things going on. I had some car issues. Got that squared away. But the show that I talked, that show that I did on Wednesday about the two-year-old that was taken by the alligator in Florida, they went into the lagoon and they found the little boy, okay? And he had puncture wounds all over his body. And that tells you right there that the how alligators treat their prey, okay? An alligator may take down their prey and they grab their prey and they take them underwater. And they spin and they spin and they spin and they spin until their prey is lifeless. They drown them. They drown their prey. And then they go and take it underwater. And they'll shove it or they'll wedge it under a tree or something, in a hole or something underwater to stay. And then they'll come back later and eat it. It's almost like a dog grab his bone and he'll go somewhere and he'll dig a hole, stick that bone in that hole, and then he'll cover it up until later. And he'll go back to that spot and dig it up and he'll gnaw on it until it's gone. That's exactly how alligators treat their prey. So, and that's why they were saying that they hope to find the little boy, because they know how alligators, their, you know, their demeanor or their ways or their characteristic or whatever. Excuse me. So, to the family of the little boy, I'm happy for you because you at least you get a chance to give him a proper burial, and he can rest in peace. And hopefully, I know that it has to be tough. I don't know how tough it is because I've never been in that situation, but I know it's tough. It just has to be. It's tough to lose a loved one, especially one's child. And so hopefully that helps the family, they're grieving, and it helps them get closure to the situation, and they can one day move on with their lives. I don't know if that was their only child or what have you, but man, that's got to be a very situation. I really couldn't imagine that happening to one of my kids. Again, I don't know if I'd want to live after a situation like that. So anyway, that's it, and that's what happens and this and that. And kind of changing the subject a little bit, we go back, go to a little bit of the presidential race. We talk about Hillary and Trump, okay? Now, Trump has been contacting Bernie Sanders, asking Bernie to run as an independent. And all that is Trump's way of trying to actually fix the election. I call it fix because if if he runs as an independent, that'll pull his supporters, his Bernie Sanders supporters, some of the Democrat supporters away from Hillary and support him. So that would give Trump a bigger platform, so to speak, or a wider margin, because the Democrats will be split on the Democratic side, and he will have, all of the Republican voters on the Republican side. And so if the Democrats get split, then there's essentially no way that one of them could have more votes or more delegates than Trump. So it's a situation where, you think about politics, and it's all a big game. People want to win so bad, get that power to the point where they'll do anything to get into the White House. And essentially, that's exactly what Trump's doing. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And, Obama says, that Trump's not going to win. He's not going to come close to beating Hillary. And Obama's going to campaign for Hillary. So with Obama telling his supporters to vote for Hillary, and Hillary out on the campaign trail, I believe that she's going to be the next president and the first woman as president of these United States. Okay? Now, on Monday, I am going to talk about money, okay? I'm going to talk about how to get debt-free in 2 years. And because the biggest thing, the number one reason for divorce in today's society, and we have a high divorce rate in today's society, but the number one reason for divorce in today's society is money. And when you are strapped with debt and having to pay that debt each month and don't have money to do extracurricular things, everyone gets frustrated, not only you, but your spouse as well. So I want to help you guys get debt-free, be able to live debt-free. And it's a mindset. It's a mentality. But some people are in this situation where they don't know where to turn. Okay, you see all these credit card statements come in every month with these balances and these payments. And you make these payments to these cards, and then you have the car payment, and you have the house payment, and you have gas, lights, water, groceries, clothes or something that happens. Okay, something happens. If you live in a house, and you're like me, your air conditioning unit stops working, and you have to get someone out here to fix it, and that costs you money. And then like me, something happened to my truck on yesterday. I had to take it, spend money to have it fixed, And because that's your money maker, actually. That's what takes you to work and back. So you need your vehicle for transportation. So you have to get it fixed. But if you don't have the money to get it fixed, then you have to turn to a credit card. And putting a car repair on a credit card is not smart. Okay? You need to have some type of savings for your automobiles so that if something happens, you have the cash, bam, to get it fixed, and you're back on the road and you're going again. That's your money maker because it takes you to work so you can make money. If you don't have a vehicle, a lot of people can't go to work. Okay, if your vehicle is down, a lot of people can't go to work, or they have to call someone and get them to come and take them to work. And, you know, because they don't have, the cash to get the car fixed. So on Monday, I'm going to talk about money and how to live and be debt-free, okay, how to live and be debt-free. Now, I only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Again, guys, thank you for listening in. I know there weren't anyone no one called into the show to talk, but I did, and hopefully you guys got some things out of it, okay? I'm going to sign off now. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. Remember, it's Friday. Take your time. Do it right. And you guys take care of your families and have a safe weekend. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Good day.
This is how we do it. It's a shock cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
music that he made was good. The little DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.